We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samech Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately four lines from the top of Samech Hei Amud Aleph. We had a machlokes by a katan. It says that a katan who is the age of Tzurar V'Zarka, he definitely only can be Zeich L'Atz, but not Zeich L'Acherim. But if you give him a chayfet and he returns it, when you ask for it, that's the next level, a little older. There, halacha is, if you want man the yama, you can be Zeich for yourself and be Zeich for others. And the other man the yama says, no, you can't be Zeich L'Acherim. And the Gemara is discussing those shittas. Moshe Rav Avya, marimim al ma'isa sheni. Halacha is, when someone's paid the ma'isa sheni, which is a usual thing to do, because you didn't want to schlep up all your payers up to Yerushalayim, it'll get spoiled, it's very bulky. So they used to switch it into money, be mechaler onto money, and bring the money up to Yerushalayim and spend it there, what you like to spend for ma'isa sheni money. The halacha is, when you pay the, your own ma'isa sheni, you have to add a chaymish. That's the halacha in the Torah. But if you pay to someone else's ma'isa sheni, you don't have to give a chaymish. So I have a great idea. You have someone else be paid to your ma'isa sheni. You pay to someone else's ma'isa sheni. You take your money, and you pay to someone else's ma'isa sheni, and that money is ma'isa sheni money. And then you give the payers back to the guy. That's what you could do. So here, you don't want to do that usually, because you know who's going to do that for you. And who at giving you back the money? So he says, you know, I'll do my family, and they'll do it for me. Marimim a ma'isa sheni. You want to pay the ma'isa sheni. You don't pay a chaymish. So you can do a shtick. Keitzad. I'm adam lebnoi ubita ha'gedolim. A person says to his bnoi ubita ha'gedolim, his big kids, la'av the shivcha se'ivrim, or his ever the shivcha ivri. Hey lechem ma'is. He'll give you a present, his money. Upadu be ma'isa sheni. We paid to this ma'isa sheni zeh. Switch the ma'isa sheni kedusha from the payers to the money. And then the money will be brought up to the base of Mikdash, and it gives the payers back to the father. So that's what he does. So hi shivcha echidami. What age is the shivcha? Either as the base Iris, my gabe. If the shivcha is more than 12 years old, so he's not doing a shivcha more than 12. It goes out with base Iris. El lav the last base Iris. That's less than 12 years old. It's a katana. And what do you see? You see, you can give her money to be paid. That's what you see.
So,
why not? What? If you give permission, you could. Yeah, if someone gives permission to do it, why not? I let you be part of my ma'aseh sheni. There's nothing wrong with that. The halacha is the whole shalom, if you can do it without, you can be tired of ma'aseh sheni shalom, even like the whole shalom, sechus and darm. There's no problem being part of someone else's ma'aseh sheni. You're taking a kedusha from here to here. The ma'aseh sheni belongs to Mom and Gavaya, could be for Mom and Diyama. It's not his money, it's maybe a. It's Mom and Gavaya if you want Mom and Diyama. And everyone agrees that in Chuslars, if sure is Mom and Gavaya, you can't be Kaddish Isha within a Chuslars. That's a shayla. I'm saying that if you want the Yama, you can't be Kuliyama, could be Kaddish. It belongs to, goes up to Yerushalayim. You can point the Ma'aseh sheni of someone else, no problem. Akaponim, here, the raya is that here you do. Now, what's the raya? What's the raya exactly? What bring a raya to? Anyone knows? What bring a raya to? We have machlekes. I'll say it over again. We have machlekes. If you gezeichel la'acherim or not. So the shaila is, the Gemara brings a raya here. What's the raya? What do you see from the zeichel la'acherim? All you see is that I give this katana money, and she gets the money. She's kind of the money, and she gets paid it. So what do you see anything zeichel la'acherim? So this kasha, the Rishonim ask, the Tosfos Rosh has two mahalchim. Tosfos Rosh has either one mahalch like this, that it's like a dimdim. We're saying if she has enough kayach, enough das to be paida ma'isa sheni, so she probably is considered enough of a bar das to be zeich la'acherim. That's one pshat in Tosfos Rosh. You have to know what the dimdim is. Second pshat in Tosfos Rosh is that here, that the way Tosfos Rosh learns is that I'm giving the money to the katana only to be paida for me and to be zeich the payers for me. So that's be zeich la'acherim. That's all the pshat. So zeich la'acherim is be zeich the payers for me, for the owner. The only problem is Rashi is not like this pshat. Rashi says you give the payers afterwards to the father back. He'll feed this pshat. You're being zeicha for him. But either way, the Gemara is a kasha. You see from here, you are zeicha la'acherim by katana. So it's a kasha on all the man the Amar. And for the Gemara, hakamai eskinon b'maiser b'zman hazeh. We're talking about maiser b'zman hazeh. It's only the rabbanon maiser b'zman hazeh. And therefore, you make all, you can be zeicha la'acherim. Break the Gemara of Amar Avriya b'zman hazeh mi'ika. She's thinking Amar Avriya b'zman hazeh. By the time we went to the price, ain't Eved Ivri no'ig b'zman hazeh no'ig. The whole parish of Eved Ivri is only b'zman hazeh no'ig. And now, b'zman hazeh is no yovel, so you don't have the parish of Eved Ivri. And for the Gemara, El, b'etzes, atzes, she'en enoch of the Rabbanon. We're talking about a different Rabbanon. We're talking about z'man habayis, they have shivcha and Eved Ivri. And we're talking about atzes, she'en enoch of, that's the Rabbanon. We're talking about a flower pot that's not nokuv. That's only chayiv ma'isa from the rabbanon. Over there, that's the case where we say that you can pay to the ma'isa sheni ayideya katana, and we're not worried about the problem of zeicha la'acherim. Now, in any case, L'chayra, the Rishash asks, why don't we answer that we're talking about Yerokos or Peris that are only Chayim Derabbanan? Why don't we answer that? So on that, the Rishash answers because that has Ikre Deraisa. Masha'inke, and these are not, I guess, are not Ikre Deraisa. I guess Asher and Nokov is not Ikre Deraisa. That's the Adkan, the Machlekes of Zechel Acherim, Zechel Atzma. Zok Tamar Vaitam Rava, Gimel Midois Bekaton. There are three levels by Katon. Tzror Vizarkoi, Egois Venoitloi. The tzror v'zarkoi, egos v'noitloi, that's one level. It means you give a child a rock, he throws it away. You give him a nut, he keeps it. So halacha is zeich la'atzmei v'zeich la'acherim. This level, zeich for himself, it can't be zeich la'acherim, the kuliyam, that can be zeich la'acherim. U'kenegdom v'ktana miskadesh eslamiyan. That age, if she is a ktana, she could accept kedushin d'rabbanon, enough to make the b'chayev miyon. That means if a ktana does not have a father, how does she get married? She'd get married midirabbanon, either her mother, her brother, or herself. She'd get married. But you don't really need to get. It's only kedusha d'rabbanon. But there is an age where it's not even kedusha d'rabbanon. You don't even need miyan. Miyan is the way you get out of kedusha d'rabbanon by saying, I don't want this husband anymore. So, but there's an age that even less than that. It's called she'en yochel lishmor kedusheha. She can't even watch her own kedushin. So that level is before tzurar v'zarkoi. But once you reach tzurar v'zarkoi, k'negdom b'ktana miskadeshas l'miyin, she's miskadeshas to be mechayev miyun. That's level one. Level two, ha-pa'utos. Pa'utos, we have before already, and dafnun tesam al ha-perakan ha-zakin, is from the age 6 to age 10, ha-koil l'fi churfe, depends how smart he is. So ha-pa'utos, mecho mekach, memker memker. The mekach is a mekach, and the memker is a memker. The sales work. It's dinder abana, that's they chayev like there before. Ukenegdom biktana miskareshes bekdushiyavia. At this age, she could be mikareshes, but when she, even though she kedusha deraisa from her father, still she could be miskareshes. She's called yochel lishmar asgita, and she could be miskareshes. Now, what does it mean miskareshes? Does it mean that she takes the get herself, or does it mean her father accepts the get for her? So we had before a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If a katana, if a katana can accept the get or not, if she's at that age, maybe only a father could. So lechayra, it's mashmim here like Tosfos that she can mekadesh herself. It says ukedegdam a katana that she's miskadesh l'shevia. She can do it herself. So if you look at Rashi closely, ukedegdam a katana, Rashi asks this question. Rashi says mishagia liyamim halalu meshach v'nechazeres kvinabu. She's called meshach v'nechazeres umiskadesh v'pekabalas atzma. Afilu kilba via kedushin umeis. Vafabi shukedusha kushmarat Torah. The case is the father died. Then the kuliyam, even Rashi agrees that the katana could accept the get. Look, when the father's alive, the father's yad supersedes her yad. That's when not. But when the father's dead, she could accept a get. That's what Rashi says umeis. Okay, this Rashi is a raya to that sheet. The Rashi, which wasn't before, was in kedushin. It wasn't here. The Rosh brings a raya from this Rashi that he holds that usually the katana cannot accept a garrison, only if her father dies. Now up to the third level. The third level is Hegila Oynas Nadarim. If he or she reaches the age of Oynas Nadarim, which is a year before they become a Gedola or a Gadol, which means 12 by a boy and 11 by a girl. The Lacha is Nadreim Nadar. To make a Nadar, it's a good Nadar. The Hekdesh and Hekdesh, the Hekdesh is a Hekdesh. You have to check them out to see what they're talking about, but it's a Hekdesh. Ukenegdom Bektana Chaletzas. And that age, which would be 11 by Ketana, she could accept Chalitza. Aye, Chalitza can't be by Ketana. She's still a Ketana. She's a Grashi. If she had got Simonim, and via Simonim, she brought Simonim, then after 11, it's not considered a Shuma, it's considered a Gedoyla, and she will be a Gedoyla. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos asks that the Rava in all places in Shas is not holy. Rava holds you have to be 12 or 13 by a boy. And that's what we hold also, Halacha. But like, come on, this Gemara is going for Rashi, according to Mandiyama holds, that if you have Cyrus after 11, you attack a Gedoyla. The limkom nechsi aviv. What?
It doesn't fit into the Muslim. She's connected with Ketana. She's not a
Ketana. She's definitely a Ketana.
She's a Gedolah.
Oh, so that means under 12. Right, that's a good kash. She has Cyrus. Very good question right here. I guess it's saying she's under 12. She's under 12, school of Ketana. So we're saying. We're saying, that age, by Avigam Nadarim, is that age, 12. So then, connected with Ketana, if she gets Cyrus, chalatzah. Yeah, that's a good question. The limkom nechsi aviv, achi ben Hashem. To sell your father's nechazim, you have to be 20 years old, which means Rashi is karkoyis. Now, the Ran is Medayik, Dafka if it's Beerusha. But if he is his own businessman after 13, he has Karka, he's allowed to sell it before 20. Only Karka that gets Beerusha from his father, that he can't sell till 20. Zok the Ran, why? Because it's Zilebe Milsa. If someone gets Beerusha, they're very quick with it. And if he's under 20, he's not mature, he has his property that's worth a few million dollars, and a guy comes over to them and says, you know, you like a 500,000 is good for you, no? Yeah, sure, why not? 500,000, it's all free anyway. Hell, take the money. Until he's 20, he doesn't recognize the value of money. Some people older than 20, but yeah, the feeling of tomorrow's days, at least at 20, they don't realize the value of money, and therefore, value of property, and therefore, Akaponim, it says Achiv Nashim, but the Ran speaks out that if it's his own property, he could be even over 13 already, he could sell his own property. Zok Denayim Mishnah. Ktana she'omra hiskava legiti ene get achegia get liyado. The Ktana that says hiskava legiti. Ktana is, she's a case where she's married, Midaraisa, and she says hiskava legiti ene get achegia liyado. She tells Reuven, please pick up a get for me, I'm making you a shliach kabbalah. The halacha is, it's not a get till it reaches her hand. Lefikach, therefore if the Baal gives the get, imrotza lachzor yachzor, if he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. She'ein katan oise shliach, because a katan cannot make a shliach. So this tana cannot make a shliach kabbalah. So it's only a shliach halacha from the husband, and therefore it's only chal when it reaches her, and therefore he can be chayzer. She'ein katan oise shliach. If the father makes a shliach kabbalah in ratzalach so yachzar, then it can't be chayzer because the father could make a shliach kabbalah for the ketana. And then it goes to the husband; it can be chal right when he gives the over the get to the shliach. Another halacha: ha'imet ten gezel ishti. This is the regular gadol. He makes a shliach. He says, "Give this get to my wife in mokim ploini in that place." Because he wanted the get to be given in that place, because all the places he's embarrassed. He knew that place, no one knows him. Right now, she's in Switzerland. Give it to her right there. And since he went to a different place, where he's going to be embarrassed, so therefore he's makpid and it's possible. If he tells the shliach, harei he b'makom plein, let's say, give it to dafka b'makom plein. You know, by the way, she's right there right now. Then the halacha is, that's not a kapeda. It's a maramakum, it's called. I'm just telling you where she is. Then it's kosher. And then the shliach gave it somewhere else. It's kosher because it's a maramakum. That's the
first case where he said, given this place, yeah. She was in a different place. Can he be, before he gets to that other place, should he be
Yachmach again? Yeah. Anyway, it's a Shliach Halacha. Ha'isha she'amra hiskav legiti makom pleini. Ha'isha that makes a Shliach Kabbalah of makom pleini says that go to makom pleini and pick up the get. Be a Shliach Kabbalah. The kiblu lo makamacha possible because she only wants her get to be chal in that place. She's making shliach kabbalah. She's made embarrassed, and therefore it's a kapada. The halacha is possible. Rabbi Eliezer machsher. Rabbi Eliezer holds kosher. Rabbi Eliezer argues when it comes to isha. Rabbi Eliezer argues. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now, last case is havali giti makam pleini. The isha says, "Bring me a get from makam pleini." Vila makamacha. It's kosher. There, it's kosher. Now, what's this halacha talking about? She says, "Tell Reuven, bring me a get from that place." So halacha is. Even if he brings up someone else, it's kosher. So, why? So now, if you learn that it's the husband, she can't make a shliach halacha, make a shliach kabbalah, right? So it's the husband who made a shliach halacha, so it's kosher, it's a different place. He's making a shliach, not her. So, elamites mashma, that she can make something called a shliach halacha, it's called shliach lahava. She can make that. And the chiddush is that it's not a problem, it's a different place. You know why? Because she only cares where the get is chal. Here, the get's not being chal there. The get's not being chal there in that place we picked it up. Just picked up the get. And therefore, it's not a kepeda. But, if you have pshat in the Gemara, over here, raya, there's something called a shliach lahava. If you look at the Ran, in the beginning of the parak, he says, v'nechguar ha-shoinim, isha oisa shliach lahi lacha eloi. It's just a thing. She'er b'nei chanan l'kosav, she'eni isha oisa shliach lahi lacha. V'ar Rambam kosav, she'isha oisa shliach lahi lacha. The Ran, for example, is Rambam and b'nei chanan. V'chein das Rambam like the Rambam. So he says, later on that he says this Mishnah here, it's a raya, the isha oisa shliach la'alacha. The tanan havali gitim makim plain, the vila makim acha kashim. Isha shen isha oisa shliach la'ava, pshita the kasha, shen shliach shloil, shliach abal. If she's a shliach la'alacha, yeah, that's a shliach la'alacha of the husband. The husband's making her shliach la'alacha. Here could a isha make a shliach la'alacha, shliach la'ava. Could make a shliach lahava. That's the question, because the isha make a shliach lahava. Yeah, that's the shaylus. And it's mechlekes over here. Mechlekes to both these. The mechlekes both. There's a shaylus for this, and shabbos right from here. Zok to Gemara Vayta. In the Mishnah, it said that there's a difference between if the husband says go be makom pleini, there's definitely a kepeda. But when the isha says pick up my get makom pleini, there it's a mechlekes that's a kepeda now. Why is he arguing the Reisha and not in the Sefer? But why is he arguing the Sefer, not the Reisha? The Reisha agrees that it's Makpeda. And the Sefer not, what's the difference? More answers, by the case where the husband makes the Shliach, he has to have her Das, so there he can be Makpid. And the way Rashi explains like this, that she has no control of her get. He can give her get whatever he wants. So it doesn't make sense that she's saying, only accept the get there. Who said the Baal's want to give a get there? The Baal is the one who's in charge. If the Baal's in charge, so obviously I'm only telling you Amar Amakim. That's Mashim Rashi. Look at Rashi, Mendaiti, Rashi, then the Rashi. Menor Yodah, the Nichle, the Baal Mesve, awesome. Who said the Baal wants to give it over there? Hilkoch, Ein Elik, Amar Amakim, Shom Tipsenu. It's like Amar Amakim, that's where you'll find her. There's no. It can't be. What?
Give it to her.
It can't be a kpeda. Give it to the shliach. So it can't be a kpeda here. Right. And it could be a shliach kabbal, shliach halacha. I'm not sure what the question is. But like upon him, it's up that the Baal's in charge. The Baal can give it to whoever he wants. The Baal can give it to whoever he wants. And it's Baal Karka. If the Baal meets her in Timbuktu and it gives her a get, it's a chal. It makes a difference. She doesn't want it. I'm very embarrassed. No. I'm not on vacation. No. The halacha is, it's a good get. It's Baal Karka. So it makes no sense that she's makbu because she has no kayak to decide. That's why it's automatically a mara makam. That's why I believe. He has an argument with Isha. By Ish, he holds it could be a Kepeda. By Isha, he holds it can be a Kepeda.